This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. If you own a telephone, use the internet, or subscribe to cable television, how can the state make sure those services are up-to-date, reliable, and affordable? That's a question the Department of Public Service is posing in public hearings this week. The department's draft 10-year telecommunications plan includes an ambitious goal for broadband, but provides few details on how to get there. VPR's Steve Zind reports.
The draft plan envisions broadband speeds that would essentially require fiber optic lines running to every Vermont address by the year 2024, a goal set by the legislature. It's a huge leap beyond most of Vermont's current broadband technology. But the government's authority to regulate broadband is limited, and it's unclear how much money will be available in the future to extend and improve rural coverage. Jim Porter, the state's telecommunications director, says that's why the plan's goal of universal fiber speeds is an aspiration, not a promise.
Anyone could write a plan that mandates whatever speed. The problem is I don't control the funding source.
Rather than focusing exclusively on the highest speeds, Porter says the plan takes an incremental approach.
What we're trying to do in the plan is to address it incrementally and sort of have benchmarks so that we bring along all Vermonters to a basic level of service.
But Irv Tomei, who heads the board of the Central Vermont broadband provider EC Fiber, is concerned that means spending money on something short of fiber.
It's short-sighted to make that investment in technology that can't go the whole nine yards.
Tomei is also concerned about a section of the draft plan that calls for policies that refrain from funding municipal systems if it reduces competition. EC Fiber is owned by its member towns.
To see a thumb on the scale here in Vermont against municipally owned efforts and to even suggest that we are a competitive threat to those deep-pocketed big entities is astonishing.
The telecom plan also considers the challenges facing Vermont's legacy landline telephone companies. They've been losing business to cellular and cable companies, and their federal subsidies are being phased out. Broadband has become an essential part of the rural landline company's business, and funding for improved speeds will be critical to maintaining basic landline service. Roger Nishi of Waitsfield and Champlain Valley Telecom says the rural companies can't build new networks on their own.
If the country is serious about saying no one's going to be left behind, then we need to invest fiber networks everywhere. And then to do that, there's going to have to be money that comes from somewhere.
There are some who argue that Vermont already has an extensive fiber network that could be put to use. Sitting on his porch in Middlesex, retired Public Service Department engineer Charles Larkin holds a photograph of a utility pole with fiber cables from three different companies. Larkin says requiring providers like cable companies to lease their fiber to the competition would save money. Open access raises legal questions, but Larkin says the state should explore the idea.
If one company or two companies had fiber and the rest were on it, there's a lot of money that could have gone out there in the boonies and built fiber to the cow.
Last spring, Larkin was one of only a handful of people who attended a hearing on the telecom plan. He hopes more will turn out this week. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.